Every week we bring you a prophecy update. Why would this week be any different? And so like to talk about technology because we're kind of in that part of the end times where you could see how John's vision on the Isle of Patmos of the mark of the beast, that mark on your hand or forehead by which you conduct all business and are identified, you can see how that's coming to pass. Now, of course, we believe that the Bible clearly teaches that the church will be resurrected and raptured before any part of the Great Tribulation. So you can't really take the mark of the beast because that doesn't happen until midway through the Great Tribulation, when there is a Jewish temple standing, when the world leader known as the Antichrist to us from the Bible declares himself as God by desecrating the temple. So when we talk about technology, we're not against technology or anything like that. I'm not even saying that if this kind of technology was forced upon us, we would have to refuse. That's a personal issue. It's just interesting that 2,000 years ago, the Apostle John said something would be happening in the last days, and it is happening today. So the latest Mark of the Beast type technology, it's from Japan. April 12, there was an article posted on a website called device.com titled, "No Cards Required, Japanese ATMs to Use Hand Scans." Here's an excerpt from that article. Japan's Ogaki Kyoritsu Bank, the first service I just kept going on with syllables, is preparing to roll out biometric ATMs that will allow users to access their accounts by scanning their hand and entering their birth date and PIN number. They will be the very first machines that do not require cards. Customers at select locations of the bank will register their biometric data with their branch, where it will be stored in conjunction with their numerical data. These will then authenticate a person's account. There are ATMs that make use of some level of biometrics, whether it is a scanning of the unique patterns of a finger, palm, or iris. The difference is these scans are used in conjunction with cards. You can't use one without the other. The move to the completely cardless system is being trialed in Japan, and it has a surprising origin. A large number of customers lost their cards and all forms of ID after the 2011 Tohoku earthquake. This new system would allow clients access to their accounts in emergency situations, and so it's being driven by a very practical concern. On July 11th of last year, that same website posted an article titled, "An ATM for the Illiterate Uses Your Fingerprint as Your PIN." Excerpts from that article. As banks are looking to expand ATM machines into developing nations where universal literacy cannot be assumed, an ATM that doesn't require reading skills is needed. NRC Corp's fits the bill, identifying people using a biometric fingerprint scanner and then letting them select their quantity of money with color-coded preset cash buttons. It removes barriers that traditional ATMs have. Now, while I was on that device website, I searched for related news. Way back in 2009, they posted an article about the new Coca-Cola Freestyle vending machine. Have anybody seen those machines, the Coca-Cola Freestyle machine? I think there's one. I did a search online. They're so cool. I think there's supposed to be one at Port-A-Sub, so meet me there after service. But it's a Coke machine, but it's loaded with cartridges. They're similar to a printer cartridge, but they're filled with flavors. Every flavor that Coca-Cola has is in this one machine. And not only can you get anything that Coke sells, you can do an awesome suicide in this machine. You can pick as many flavors as you want. Now, not all the machines are like this, but the big biometric news was that the machines at Hitachi Corporation in Japan allow their registered employees to buy drinks just by doing a finger scan. And so you're on your break, you just put your finger into the machine, and it makes your pre-made drink, and it charges your account. Go back two more years to 2007 while you're searching, why not? And Hitachi was experimenting with automobile steering wheels equipped with finger vein authentication systems. Wow. I can't even figure out the push-button radio, but and here's what happens. Attached to your steering wheel, a finger vein ID system means more than just a secure car. For instance, you could start your vehicle and all of its systems, AC, chair position, radio stations, etc., to presets remembered by the car and stored in a profile based on your veins. Don't you hate, some of you, if you have more than one person driving the car, don't you hate that? You know, your seat's in the wrong position. Your radio isn't set right, your rearview mirror. So this way you could just put your finger in and everything would go back automatically to the way it's supposed to be. And so it says here, different fingers might even control different functions, allowing your ring finger or pinky to turn on the radio or authorize a payment at a drive-through without having to take your hand off the wheel. And so this is the kind of technology, not only that is potential, but that's actual and that is in the world today. And I say that all the way back in the first century, the Apostle John, inspired by the Holy Spirit, saw the kind of world that we live in and certainly the world that we are headed for. Every week I remind you that we're not waiting for any prophecy to be fulfilled because, as I just said a moment ago, the Lord could come back at any moment to resurrect and rapture the church of Jesus Christ. His coming is imminent. And so that's why we like to say every week, are you rapture ready? If not, get ready and stay ready and keep looking up because ready or not, Jesus is definitely coming.